Call the meeting back to order. House Bill 1111 is an act to restrict the transfer of certain appropriated monies and to provide for the redistribution of certain appropriated monies. This was, if I can remember, right? Oh, this is the bill to take the money from the bottom line and redistribute it to the school districts. Any discussion and or action on that bill, House Bill 1111?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Dinner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got an amendment for the 1111, and staff just went to get some copies. I thought she had them with her, but she just, if you just give her a minute, I think she'd be back.
Well, if you prefer, let's move on then. Let's just defer that down again and move on to House Bill 1124, which is an act to restrict the transfer of certain appropriated monies and to provide for the distribution of certain appropriated monies. Representative Richter, I believe that you were going to see if you could get some additional information on this bill, or would you? I realize we have to send this out on the floor. Maybe we can do an amendment on the floor.
1124?
Yes.
This morning in House Appropriations, I amended basically the language in 1124 onto Senate Bill 166, which is the governor's bill that has to deal with National Scholastic Teachers, National Board Certification for Teachers, that had 48,000 in it. So I did that, and then I also amended some language that redoes the state aid formula, because the algebra coefficients, when the formula was done in 95, were wrong. So I put the new numbers in, changed the graph from a curve to a linear progression, and that, by doing those mathematical calculations, you pick up about $1.9 million in funding. So that would be in state aid now that I would direct in the general bill to this teacher enhancement program. So I have this bill on the, in the House side in just a little different form, but I wouldn't be opposed to you passing the bill today.
Okay. We have had a request to send an education bill down to the floor just in case we need a carcass floating around down there, and I thought, well, that might be appropriate too. Senator Duxbury.
It'd be a great bill.
So, could you tell where you're getting the $1.9 million out of that reformulation?
Right. Since 95, those schools from 2 to 600 have been getting roughly $290,000 more than they should have been getting because of the miscalculation.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know that that's not germane to this bill at this time, but am I understanding right? They've received, according to the new calculation, $290,000 extra per year, and now we're going to try to hammer them in the amount of $1.9 million.
No, we're not going to hammer anybody.
You're just going to take away.
If you, use your pen a second, Jerry. If I could just sort of diagram it for you, if if this bottom dot is 200 students and the top dot is 600, and this is the old calculation for what the coefficient should have been, and this is the new one, the only difference is what's between the lines. So on a, in a school district that has 400 ADM, that changes the number approximately 8 students. So instead of being 428, which would was the old line, the new line would give them about 420 instead of the 428. So they would lose additional students of $8 for 8 students.
And what would it do with a school district of about, say, 15,000?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. Senator Duxbury.
Is that what you refer to as new math?
This isn't new math. This type of math has been around a long time. They just made a mistake when they did the calculations years ago.
For those schools that are about 400, that would take roughly $30,000 or something.
No, it wouldn't be that number.
About 4,000 per student, isn't it?
Plus. Well, that's not.
But accurate. you're taking the factor for the.
We're digressing. This is that we're talking about a bill that he's amended in the House, we can.
But I'd be amenable to put that on and send it if we got down. Yeah.
Anyway, I guess Senator Putnam, do you have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, what I would move is on House Bill 1124, strike everything from line 4 to line 13, and then that'll just let us have a carcass, and then on page 2, line 1 to line 14. In other words, strike everything after the enacting clause, and we would just have a carcass that we could send down to the floor to keep alive for the purposes of an education bill.
Carcasses with all those right words, like appropriate and otherwise. So.
That'll be my motion.
There's a motion to amend. Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Senator Craddock. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Senator Cleveland.
Can you do that?
Just if you vote yes,
there's
I can.
There's nothing in it.
If you vote yes, I can.
We're just voting on the amendment right now. Senator Greenfield.
I too need clarification. Can we just send the title to the floor?
We're sending the title plus being enacted, so.
We don't have to say that something shall be affected, or?
Well, if nothing's added to it, nothing's enacted, so.
Boy.
I just feel a little odd sending the other bill down, so. Senator Apa.
For Senator Greenfield's education seminar, if you have the majority, you can do almost anything.
Anyway, there's a proposed amendment on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Okay. Any others? Okay. Motion carries.
Chairman, I would move that the bill go down to the floor, do pass.
Move send House Bill 1124 to the floor, do pass. Seconded by Senator Craddock. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll. Senator Putnam, moved by Senator Craddock. Seconded by Craddock. 1124, do pass as amended.
Mr. Chairman, did you want to take opponents and proponents on this new bill then?
No, thank you.
I'd like to see SDEA's position on this one.
We're going to support it.
I think they'll support it, yeah.
Just get the right words in it.
Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
House Bill 1124 goes to the floor. Do pass as amended. Did you have your amendment yet, Senator Dinner? Okay. House Bill 1111, an act to restrict the transfer of certain appropriated money and to provide for the redistribution of certain appropriated money. Page, we have an amendment. Page.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, 1111 is a bill that Representative Berg brought forward. It was amended in the House side. They took out a section and move the section up, and my amendment puts it back in the original form. And I see, I think Representative Berg is in the audience, and I don't know if there's anybody else to testify, but I would like them to do the explanation. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Berg, you want to explain the amendment, please?
I would move the amendment if you want to go through that procedure.
It's moved by Senator Dennard. Is there a second? Senator Dexbury seconds that. Any discussion? Representative Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Berg, District 22. What this bill was meant to do to begin with is that all the overestimate money was supposed to go to, in a declining enrollment, was supposed to go back into the school aid formula. What happened with that section being taken out, it left the students there, but it didn't leave the money there. And all this is restores that money back in. I think the biggest problem we had with addressing education out here is we try to do everything outside the formula. And to me, I think the formula was drawn up like it was, or like it is, for a reason. And I think the more we can funnel everything right back to that formula, the less complicated it is, and the more acceptable I believe it will be to people. And that's basically what this amendment will do, is put the bill back to its original form.
Any further discussion on the amendment? I guess I'd ask that you resist the amendment. Leave it in the current form. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Tom,
nay. What's that? The motion was due pass by Senator Dennard and Senator Duxbury. And I just made my comments. Do we need any more testimony? If you want, Jason will. Are you an opponent, I take it? We had a proponent.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jason Dilges, Bureau of Finance and Management. I would just be a cautious opponent, I guess, to the amendment. I just would like to clarify, if I could, it would be the only thing, and that is, as I read, and the reason I think that if I remember the way I listened to the testimony on the floor of the House regarding the amendments that were put on to 1111 was that Section 2, as this amendment states, conflicts with current statute, and that being 13-1373 and 13-3745, which govern the language regarding general aid to education and special general aid to special education. That allows for, if there's a shortfall in general aid or special ed, that they would be able to transfer the money to take care of that, those programs, in the event that there is a shortfall. And so by passing this amendment, I believe you're going to be in conflict with what those two instances in code state. That's just all I wanted to do, is just clarify that.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you just repeat those two statutes, please?
13-1373.
Okay.
13-3745.
Thank you.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor for to amend House Bill 1111. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Nay. Motion fails. Now we're left with House Bill 1111. Is there any other committee action and/or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, after hearing the testimony and then also learning about the conflict here, I guess that's failed already, but I would move the House Bill 1111 to 36 legislative day.
There's a move and a move by Senator Putnam, seconded by Senator Cleveland. Any discussion on that motion? 36th legislative day. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Dexbury?
No.
Senator Dennard?
No. Senator Aipa?
Aye.
Senator Drake?
Aye. House Bill 1111 will be sent to the 36th legislative day. House Bill 1237, which is an act to amend the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2002. This is the money that comes out of the Youth at Risk Trust Fund and the tobacco money interest, which pays, which fills the hole for the DD and also takes care of the DOC locks as far as down at the prison to be able to put that system in. Moved by, moved due pass by Senator Aipa. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Greenfield. Any discussion on that motion? All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Putnam?
Aye.
Senator Madden? Senator Craddock?
Aye.
Senator Friedman?
Aye.
Senator Greenfield?
Aye.
Senator Duxbury?
Aye.
Senator Dinnis?
Aye.
Senator Aipa?
Aye.
Senator Drake?
Aye. House Bill, whatever it was, 1237 goes to the floor with the due pass motion. The final bill on the calendar today is House Bill 1197, which is an act to appropriate money from the budget reserve to the general fund and declare an emergency. This particular bill, as I'm the Senate sponsor on it, we don't know exactly where our budget reserves are, so we don't know the dollar amount, but this is our last day to clear the House. And I guess I would ask that this bill clear this committee unamended, and then we'll have to take care of it on the floor once we know our dollars from revenues tomorrow.
I'd move due pass.
Senator Putnam moves due pass, seconded by Senator Aipa. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Putnam?
Aye.
Senator Madden? Senator Craddock?
Aye.
Senator Cleveland?
Aye.
Senator Greenfield?
Aye.
Senator Duxbury?
Aye.
Senator Dinner?
Aye.
Senator Aipa?
Aye.
Senator Drake?
Aye. House Bill 1197 goes down to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any other business to come before the committee? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Aipa, seconded by Senator Cleveland. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.